Audio on demand from Vision Christian Media.
Was Judas actually an unsung hero, or was he in reality a pathetic zero?
Judas Iscariot was the one who betrayed Jesus in the garden. Coming up today here on A New Beginning, Pastor Greg Laurie helps us to evaluate this man's character.
Judas wanted to betray Jesus. Judas initiated it. Judas did it for money. So no, he was not a good guy gone wrong. He was an evil man.
This is the day when the lost are found. This is the day for a new beginning. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Again you hear all the angels are singing. This is the day when life begins.
They say a person is known by the company he keeps. The people we associate with rub off on us. How is it then that Judas Iscariot spent time in the very presence of God incarnate, but still chose a pathway of greed and evil? It's an interesting dichotomy, and today on A New Beginning, Pastor Greg Laurie helps us to investigate the sad case of Judas Iscariot. We'll learn some important lessons on character and how to make sure that we never find ourselves on the wrong pathway in life.
I heard the story of an elderly man that was out on a cruise ship. You know, they say that cruises are for the newly married and the nearly buried, right? So he was out there enjoying a cruise. And one night, a big storm came unexpectedly, and a young lady fell over the side of the rail into the icy waters of the Atlantic. The folks on the cruise ship were shocked, looking over the side, not knowing what to do. And suddenly, a man plunged into the waves, swam to the young girl, held on to her until help came. Well, as it turns out, everyone was astonished to find the man who saved the young girl was the oldest man on the ship, this elderly gentleman. So that night, they decided to have a banquet in his honor and thank him for saving this young girl's life. And they asked him if he would like to say a few words, and he said he would. And he stepped up to the microphone and he looked out at the audience and he said to them, "There's something I would like to know." Everyone was a little embarrassed because some of the able-bodied young men knew that they should have been the ones over the side instead of this elderly man. "There's one thing I would like to know," he said to the people. And then he said, "I want to know who pushed me." And that's my own story. I am that elderly man. No. Well, we're going to look at one of the most misunderstood people in all of the Bible, Judas Iscariot. Some would say that he was pushed into doing what he did in his betrayal of Christ. But that is not true at all. He acted on his own volition. Despite the fact that he was handpicked by the Lord himself, Judas went out of his way to betray the Lord. I would suggest to you that Judas Iscariot may be the most wicked man who has ever lived. Now, this is a new section of our God Came Near series where we're following Jesus through his life, teachings, and miracles. We're coming to the closing section now. We're coming to the part of the Gospels where we see Christ on his way to die on the cross, and to that tomb, and ultimately to his ascension. And what brought about that crucifixion was due in part to his betrayal, which was done by Judas Iscariot. The very name suggests evil. We use it as a picture of something negative. Well, don't be a Judas, because we think of him as a betrayer, and indeed he was. Sometimes we wonder, was he French? Maybe I'm the only one who has wondered that. Say, what are you talking about? Well, in my spell check, whenever I've spoken on Judas Iscariot, it always stops on the word Iscariot and suggests the word escargot. Why? Was he really Judas Escargot? Snails with garlic? No, I don't think so. But, you know, when you think of Judas, you think of betrayal, you think of evil. But some would suggest we have it all wrong. Actually, Judas was a really good guy. And he was trying to help Jesus, but things just sort of went off the rails. Is that true? Well, according to New Yorker magazine, it is, in an article with the title Betrayal, written by Joan Acasella. She says, shouldn't we hate Judas Iscariot? She writes, and I quote, did Judas deserve this fate? If Jesus tells you that you will betray him and tells you to hurry up and do it, are you really responsible for your act? Furthermore, she writes, if your act sets in motion the process, that is the passion of Christ, whereby humankind is saved, shouldn't somebody thank you? No, says the church. If you betray your friend, you're a sinner, no matter how foreordained or collaterally beneficial. And if the friend should happen to be the Son of God, so much the worse for you. End quote. So is that true? Was Judas really a good guy and this was all preordained? And look at the good that came out of it. So how can we fault him? Was Judas actually an unsung hero? Or was he in reality a pathetic zero? Well, the Bible tells us that he was a wicked man. As I already said, perhaps the most wicked man who ever lived. Why? As I'll point out to you, and we'll see together, Judas wanted to betray Jesus. Judas did it for money. Judas initiated it, and he couldn't wait to betray his Lord. So no, he was not a good guy gone wrong. He was an evil man.
Well, thanks for joining us for a new beginning today. We're evaluating the life of Judas Iscariot. Pastor Greg is pointing out how clear it is that Judas was an evil man. It's a message called So Close, Yet So Far.
You know, it's an interesting thing when you look at the death of Jesus, because for a rare moment in time, God and Satan were moving in the same direction. Let me explain. They were both moving toward the death of Jesus on the cross. Now, their objectives were different. Satan wanted Jesus humiliated, tortured, beaten, and most of all, stopped. God the Father wanted the Son to atone for the sin of the world. So they both wanted the death of Jesus to take place, but for different reasons. But Judas played his role, but he was not a victim of circumstances or a passive tool of providence. He made his choice, and his choice made him. Sure, it's true that Satan put it in the mind of Judas to betray Christ, but it's also true that he found a willing accomplice in Judas Iscariot, or Iscariot. Judas could have resisted that temptation, just like you can resist temptation. You know, sometimes people say, well, if I'm tempted to do a certain thing that defines me, let's say a person deals with same-sex attraction. Oh, well, that must mean that I'm gay. No, that means that you're tempted with same-sex attraction. Then there's somebody else that's attracted to a member of the opposite sex, but in an illicit way, in a premarital or extramarital relationship. So what is the answer? Don't give in to the temptation. You're not defined by your temptations. You see? And God will give you the power to resist that temptation no matter what it is. Judas could have resisted it, just as you can resist temptation as well. And he certainly knew better. I mean, this guy spent 3 years with God in human form. You'd think he would have picked a few things up. Yes, he was complicit in all of this. And as I said, Judas himself initiated the betrayal of Christ. He initiated it. Matthew 26:14 says, then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12 disciples, went to the leading priests and asked, how much will you pay me to betray Jesus to you? And they gave him 30 pieces of silver. And from that time on, Judas began looking for the right time and place to betray Jesus. So this goes way back, you see. This wasn't just something that happened in the spur of the moment. No, he had been plotting and planning to betray Jesus for quite a long time. And what motivated Judas? Money. He did it out of pure greed. That was what he was all about. Judas was in love with money. In fact, there's a particular incident that shows how greedy he was. The disciples were gathered together in the house of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And by the way, Lazarus had just been resurrected from the dead. We looked at this story together. You remember that Mary took out a very expensive kind of perfume, probably a family heirloom, worth thousands and thousands of dollars, and poured it all out on Jesus in honor of the fact that he was going to die, and she wanted to do something extravagant to show her love. And it was Judas Iscariot that spoke up, looking like the ultimate good steward, and saying, well, should this not have been sold and the money given to the poor? All the disciples are probably nodding, saying, man, that Judas, he's a great guy. He's thinking about the poor and he's thinking about others. But then John says, yeah, the reason he said this was not because he cared for the poor, but it was because he was the treasurer and he was stealing the money, you see. Things are not always as they appear. If we could get into a little time machine and go back 2,000 years, and I bet if you were inserted into the upper room with the disciples, you could not pick out Judas. Oh, we think we could because we've seen all these movies. And he's always the easy guy to identify because he's in a black robe while everyone else is in a white one, right? That's the first tip. And he always is sort of standing in the shadows, you know. No, it would be the opposite. You might have looked at him and thought he was the most spiritual guy of the lot initially. Here's what Judas was. He was a great actor. He was a performer. He was the literal definition of a hypocrite. A hypocrite is not somebody that says something and contradicts it. That's a human. We all have our moments of weakness. A hypocrite is a person in its literal presentation, back in that culture, who was acting. They were playing a part. They wanted you to believe they were that person. And he wanted people to believe he was pious and spiritual and humble and considerate and caring for the poor, when in reality, he was wicked and depraved and evil. And there was no excuse for it, because in Jesus, he had a perfect example. Jesus never messed up. Can you imagine never messing up? Jesus never had to apologize. He never had to say, I'm sorry I said that. Why did I say that? Hey, I'm sorry I just did that. I shouldn't have done that. Because he never sinned. He was perfect. He was flawless. And Judas watched the ultimate example. And the reason I bring this up is because sometimes non-believers will say, well, the reason I'm not a Christian is because there are so many hypocrites. You know, yeah, that's a good excuse, but it's not the reason. Jesus was never a hypocrite, not even close to being a hypocrite, but yet Judas managed to betray him. So here we are now with the disciples in the upper room. What does Jesus do? He gets down on his hands and knees and does something normally a servant would do. He starts to wash the feet of the disciples. Can you imagine? Every disciple, he washed their feet, including Judas. Now Jesus, knowing Judas would betray him, washed his feet. If I were Jesus, I would have broken Judas's feet, not washed them. I know what you're up to, buddy. Oh, yeah, try it now. No. He washed his feet. But John's gospel tells us, he said, not all of you are clean. What was the point of that? He was giving Judas one last chance to repent. Now our Lord drops the bombshell and tells them that one of them is going to betray him. He asked Judas to sit at the table with him, at his left in the place of honor. And we pick the story up. Matthew 26, starting at verse 21. Look at that if you would. As they were eating, Jesus said, assuredly, I say to you, one of you will betray me. And they were exceedingly sorrowful. And each one of them began to say, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, he who dipped his hand with me in the dish will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had never been born. We'll stop there. So imagine the scene, if you will. The disciples are in the upper room and they're seated around a table. No, they're not all behind one table like in The Last Supper, painted by Leonardo da Vinci. And no, they weren't like posing for a shot. Okay, it's good, good, hold it. Yeah, no. They were around a table that was probably round. It was also low to the ground. They didn't sit in little chairs. They would recline on pillows. and a meal would take a long period of time. And on the table, there would be different kinds of sauces and bits of fish and other things to eat. And there would be this bread that they would have, this unleavened bread. On our last trip to Israel, we went to Galilee, and they made us this fresh kind of pita bread. It was so different than the kind you get in the markets here. It was gigantic, and they cooked it over this massive heated stone. And then they sort of folded it up. It was like the ultimate tortilla, but it's pita bread. And then you dip it, you know, in the various sauces and into the hummus, or as they say in Israel, the hummus, you know. And so that's what the disciples were doing. They had this food, and they're enjoying it. And then Jesus identifies Judas, but he gives them some of his bread. Now understand, guys don't generally like to share food. I just want you girls to know this. When we go into a restaurant, girls love to share. You know, my wife will go in and she'll say to one of the other girls with us, maybe, do you want to share something? We'll split it. Yeah, let's split that. Let's split this other thing. And let's split the split of the split. Okay. And like they're working this out and they're asking the server all these questions. Can we substitute this for that and that for this? And you know, okay. And like the moment I sat down, I knew what I was eating. I knew it immediately. I just scanned the menu. Okay, I know. I'm just waiting for my turn. And then I order. My wife says, can I have a bite of that? Now, I know what that means. When Kathy says, can I have a bite of it? That's Kathy speak for, she's going to take more than a bite. So I'll say, I'll tell you what. I'll get you your own. No, I just want a bite. Well, I'll get you your, no, I just want a bite. Why would you give me a bite? Okay, fine. And so the food comes and she comes for her bite. It's just that she takes so long. She comes in and she takes a little bite and she gets a little sauce here and a little thing over here and a little, and I'm just waiting. And then she eats it. And then she comes up for a second bite. I don't like to share. Okay. I'll get her own. Girls, they want to share their food. They want to go to the bathroom together. We don't understand this as men. Put food on plate, eat food, digest food, take nap, do it again. That's us. Okay, so all the sharing business. Or when someone says, can I have a drink of that? You know, it's like, with my straw, you mean? I'll get you your own straw, take your sip, and then take your straw back. Or if they drink from your cup, you notice what part of the cup. I don't want to drink from that side of the cup. Or is this just me? Anyway, how many of you guys are with me in this? Raise your hand, okay. How many? Okay, thank you, guys. Men, how many of you don't like to share your food? Just raise your hand. Okay, men, how many of you like to share your food? You like to share. See, I don't understand you. You're actually maybe more Christian than I am. I don't know. Jesus is sharing his food with Judas. Why? Then he identifies that he's a betrayer.
Well, we're getting a clearer picture of who Judas Iscariot really was and how that was possible after spending so much time with Jesus, God incarnate. Well, next time we'll learn even more on the character and consequences surrounding the life of Judas Iscariot. Make sure you join us at the same time tomorrow for more from Pastor Greg's series, God Came Near, right here on A New Beginning. Now, for a copy of Pastor Greg's full message from today, get in touch with Vision Christian Store. It was called So Close, Yet So Far, The Surprising Story of Judas Iscariot. Just go to visionstore.org.au or call 1-800-00-5011. Station sponsor.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.